Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly an interesting situation that's going on in Lake Erie right now with the freighter Manitoulin stuck just outside the city of Buffalo in Lake Erie, and the Coast Guard has called an icebreaker tug, the Bristol Bay, in to assist. Give us the latest in terms of what's happening there right now and what are the efforts to free the freighter from the ice?
Of course, Brayton. So currently we have the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Bristol Bay, hull number WTGB-102. They're actually home ported out of Detroit, Michigan. They are currently en route to assist the motor vessel Manitoulin outside of the Buffalo River breakwall in Lake Erie. They're expected to be arriving today to assist them.
How long does it usually take for one of these icebreaker tugs to be able to get to a ship like this and then help it on its way out of the ice and wherever it has to go?
So what I can tell you is that the Bristol Bay got underway from Erie, Pennsylvania. They were moored up there last night. They got underway from Erie, Pennsylvania at 7:50 this morning. Again, they're currently en route to the Manitoulin in vicinity of that Buffalo River breakwall on Lake Erie. Currently, their estimated time of arrival should be around 2 p.m. today in order to assist them break free from the ice.
Take us through, I guess, the ice conditions right now on Lake Erie. From what we've seen, it's around 80% ice cover right now. How difficult are the ice conditions for any freighter or any ship at this point that usually makes these sort of treks on Lake Erie at this time of year?
Yes, Brayton. So I don't have specifics. I'm not, I don't have the information regarding the ice thickness specifically in Buffalo. However, what I can tell you is that the Manitoulin had just lightered a shipment of rock salt, is now currently immobilized by that thick ice. And of course, that's a common occurrence during this time of year, given that the ice thickness in the region fluctuates with the temperatures ranging from -1 to 15 degrees Fahrenheit.
Anything else that you can add that maybe we haven't discussed?
So at this time, there are no concerns regarding the safety or well-being of the vessel and crew members. The crew aboard the motor vessel Manitoulin has confirmed that the vessel has adequate fuel, provisions, and operational electricity. The crew is reported to be in good health and monitoring the situation.